Well, every month we put the spotlight on philanthropy and maybe a little in between. Doing good in the field of philanthropy is our own Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Log on to johnsoncenter.org for more information. And yes, we talk nonprofit navigation on a monthly basis. Today, we're going to talk about a pretty cool Brown Bag Lunch and Learn series in partnership with Grand Valley School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration. So stepping up to the plate, Liz Gordicho, Program Manager, Foundation and Donor Learning with the Center. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. That last name is like, what did you say it was? Argentinian?
Argentinian.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about you, Liz.
All right. So as you said, I'm a program manager at the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, and I work with grant makers and donors on researching and consulting around strategy and evaluation practices.
You have deep experience in this aspect of philanthropic work, and obviously your evaluation work is key to your profession.
Oh, for sure. Evaluation helps us know if things are working and what needs to be changed to get the best outcomes.
Before we get into our topic, again, evaluation can be used to increase inclusivity, and this is going to lead us to our topic, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Great. All right. So we're going to talk. I know while many organizations in the philanthropic sector have begun to bring that equity and inclusion lens to their work, few have addressed the issue on how the evaluation practices are involved. Again, that's why your expertise. So I'm looking forward to a couple of objectives to achieve with our specific question. You have been at the Johnson Center how long?
I've been back at the Johnson Center for about a year, and I worked at the Johnson Center for about 5 years prior to leaving and working in philanthropy for 2 years.
What was your educational journey?
In philanthropy, I actually went to school to be a chemistry and physics teacher, and then I got my master's in social work here at Grand Valley.
See, there you are. We're about a couple careers in our life, and I'm glad that you have chosen this niche. So, working at the Johnson Center and certainly working now as spokesperson, you are here to share this upcoming event detail, equitable evaluation. Whose voice counts, and what is that, is my question to you.
Yeah, so this is actually part of our Brown Bag Lunch and Learn series that we do with the School of Public, Nonprofit, and Health Administration with Grand Valley. And it is from 11:30 to 1 on Wednesday, March 27th at the Johnson Center. And you can register for free. It's free, and just bring your lunch and be ready to learn about equitable evaluation.
Wow, that's cool. Brown Bag Lunch and Learn series at the center. What kind of evaluation are we talking about? Let's dig deeper here.
Yeah, so it's really going to talk a lot about program evaluation as well as looking at grant making strategies and how decisions are made around grant making and program evaluation.
Give me an example of grant making.
So, for instance, a foundation may want to do grant making in education, and they want to know where the best place would be to put their resources. And so they might do an evaluation to see where kids are faring better than others and what they can do to help all kids achieve those outcomes.
Great. So again, program evaluation, grant making strategies, audience evaluation, and more. Let me turn to the topic of equity. How does the concept of equity come into this? If data is just data, how can it be inequitable?
Yeah, I think that's a question that a lot of people have. And really, sometimes data is inequitable just by the way it is collected. Mm-hmm. And so the example I always use is, let's say you do a survey at a mall on a Tuesday afternoon. The types of information that you're going to get are from people who are not working on a Tuesday afternoon and are at the mall, unless they're working at the mall, of course. And so you're missing out on all those that may actually be working. And so in that way, that would be one example of how the data collection could be inequitable.
Yes. Let's talk also a little bit about the process of this March 27th event. You are looking for RSVPs?
Yes. Yes, yep. And those RSVPs can happen on the johnsoncenter.org website.
Yes. Who is our instructor? You?
I am not the instructor this time. Actually, Terry Behrens, who is the executive director of the Johnson Center, will be our instructor. And she is has a wealth of experience in this area.
Is it such that, obviously I don't want to say real casual, but casual enough, and then I can, you know, it's a working lunch. Will mm-hmm. she present and then allow for questions and answers?
Absolutely. She definitely likes to have feedback and interaction in her presentations.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you, again, the title is Equitable Evaluation, Whose Voice Counts? That ends with a question mark. Is there an answer to whose voice counts?
I think there's an answer to, there's a counter answer, I should say. I think everyone's voice counts. So whose voice doesn't count?
Yes, play on words. And again, a reason to get you involved at the Lunch and Learn. So here we are, obviously 2019, marching right on to the end of March. Will these Lunch and Learns continue throughout the year?
Yes, they do happen through the end of the school year.
Right. So if we can't make that particular day but want to learn more, where do we go?
You go to the johnsoncenter.org website.
There are additional strategies for learning more. Can you give me a couple more options?
Yes. You can also check out the Equitable Evaluation website. That's called equitableeval.org. And there is additional information about Equitable Evaluation through the johnsoncenter.org website as well.
If those in our area... Liz, have perhaps an evaluation project coming up, that could the center help with that?
Absolutely. If you ever have any evaluation projects coming up that you need help with, and if you're a donor, look out for strategy and evaluation classes from the johnsoncenter.org through the Grantmaking School.
Yeah, you actually have a school called the Grantmaking School.
We do.
Should be required for all nonprofits, a big important part of dollars that come in. All right, full circle, Liz, Program Manager, Foundation and Donor Learning with the Johnson Center, our nonprofit navigation. Details one more time for March 27th. We head to the registration to sign up, and it's 11:30.
11:30 to 1 on Wednesday, March 27th.
Be here before we know it. Mm-hmm. Okay, stay the course. Keep counting the numbers. You're kind of working in the world of physics a little bit. You're counting numbers. And
sure.
Okay, it's a stretch. thank you, Liz Gordicho, for what you do, and keep up your good work, our nonprofit navigation on a monthly basis.